Good morning, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank you all for coming along to listen to my presentation. My presentation is on potential availability of fertilized selenium in aerobic and submerged soils. We'll spend few minutes on the introduction part. Selenium is an essential micronutrient for growth, reproduction and survival of both animals and human beings. However, according to the WHO reports, more than 1 billion people around the world is deficient in selenium. So there's a list of common deficiency symptoms of selenium found in the literature. The last two cases are recorded when the daily intake is less than 11 micrograms per day. And the Kaeshan-Back disease is the Kaeshan-Back disease caused swollen, painful joints, and in severe cases, it can cause dwarfism, as shown in these pictures. The natural food sources high in selenium include grains such as rice and wheat, nuts, animal foods, animal products, and also the seafoods. However, the rice is the major staple food for more than half of the world population, and it is not only provide high calorie supply, it is a source of protein and micronutrient for those people. However, the concentration of selenium in white rice is often low. According to this data, you can see it is not only low, it is highly variable among the countries and also within the countries, depending on the soil properties and the plant properties. When you assume that daily intake of rice is 300 grams per day, none of the rice producing from these countries cannot provide minimum daily intake. Like, the minimum daily intake is 50 to 200 micrograms per day. We can apply selenium fertilizers into the soil or as a foliar application. However, according to this data, you can see the soil application of selenate has a major impact on increasing grain selenium concentrations. So we can add not only like wheat, rice is, as you all know, rice can be grown in upland or lowland conditions. So depending on the soil conditions, the selenium oxidation states can be different. It can be in selenite, selenate, or elemental selenium, depending on the EH and pH of the soils. Therefore, we did an experiment with the following objectives. First, to investigate how selenium added to soil as elemental selenium, sodium selenite, and sodium selenate remains in the forms potentially available for plant uptake, underfield capacity, and also the submerged conditions, and how this availability changes with time. So we used three soils, and they were spiked with sodium selenite, sodium selenate, and elemental selenium at a rate of 1 milligrams per kilogram. Then they were incubated in two moisture conditions for 15 days and 60 days. And the submerged treatments were always handled in nitrogen-filled anaerobic bags. And they were incubated at 25 degrees centigrade. So after the incubation period, we used the isotopic dilution technique to measure KD values and the E values. At the end of the incubation period, so the centrifuge tubes were pre-equilibrated and they were spiked with 75 selenite or selenate, and they were equilibrated again for 48 hours, and they were centrifuged and filtered, and the supernatant solutions were used to measure the radioactivity of selenite and selenate and also the solution concentration of selenite and selenate were also measured, and these two equations were used to measure the KD and P values. So the results and discussion part. These are the properties of the three soils are used for the experiment. The three soils are acidic in nature, and the BT soil had a little bit high organic carbon percentage, and all three soils has high concentration of aluminium and iron. However, the benthic soil had highest concentration of oxalate extractable iron and aluminium. These are the changing of redox and pH conditions during the experiment period. And I included this EH and pH data into selenium and iron phase diagram in order to see which selenium species can be predicted in this EH and pH conditions. So as you can see here, there are three clusters of data. The A cluster is 15-day and 6-day field capacity. B cluster is 15-day submerged, and C cluster is the 6-day submerged treatments. There's not much difference having in 15-day and 6-day field capacity treatments, but there's a little bit of increase of pH in 15-day submerged, and there's a clear difference in EH conditions in 6-day submerged conditions. I used three soils for measuring the KD values. However, I am going to use only one soil to describe the KD and E value differences. I have to say the BT soil had the highest selenite and selenate KD values, followed by KK soil and MI soil, which can be explained by the soil properties. Here in the x-axis, you can see the applied selenium species treatment, and y-axis shows the KD values in liters per kilogram. When you look at the selenite KD values, the applied selenium species did not have significant effect on changing KD values. Maybe the application rate of 1 milligrams per kilogram rate, adsorption curve may be still in the linear portion. When you look at the selenite and selenate KD value changes with the moisture conditions, you can see with the submergence, both selenite and selenate KD values have been increased. In selenate KD values, in both field capacity and the submerged conditions, the selenate KD values decrease with time. So we'll see possible reasons for the higher selenite and selenate KD values in submerged soils. Maybe the changing of redox and pH conditions in the soil solution may causing reduction of iron and manganese oxide, forming amorphous oxide which has high surface area, causing high adsorption. And you observed low KD values in both field capacity and submerged soils with time. The reason may be the anaerobic soils competing selenate with other anions such as sulfate, which we believe coming from the decomposition of organic matter. And the reason for the low selenate KD values in submerged soils could be the changing of redox and pH change the speciation of selenium in the soil. So these are the labile selenium in MI, changing of labile selenium in MI soil. All treatments had a significant effect on changing lability of selenite and selenate. However, the elemental applied selenium species and time had a major effect on changing the lability of selenite and selenate. Here you can see the applied elemental selenium has a little oxidation even during the 6-day field capacity treatments. There was only 22% of maximum selenite oxidized into selenite or selenate. However, not like elemental selenium, the selenium applied as selenite or selenite or selenate remains in the available pool as selenite, or it oxidizes into selenate, especially in the field capacity treatments. However, the selenium applied into submerged soils, which is shown in these ones, going down, the availability decreases with time. So with that, the conclusions of our study is the, for upland rice production, our data suggests that fertilizer selenium applied as selenite or selenate would be equally available, with selenite being more strongly retained against the leaching losses. The elemental selenium unable to provide available selenium for rice plant in both aerobic and submerged soils. For in aerobic soils, fixation of added selenite and selenate in lay-by fall varies across soil. And also the addition of selenite and selenate to submerged soils result in significant fixation. However, for I have to say that during this experiment, we did not do anything regarding the rhizosphere, which can have a major effect on the availability of selenium. So we had to do some more other experiment in order to look at the chemistry at rhizosphere to increase the availability of selenium in rice grains. Thank you for listening.